Rain, fog, and cooler temperatures helped California firefighters overnight, but seven major fires continue to burn. While officials say they're a long way from putting out any of those fires, the mountain resort of Big Bear Lake is the biggest community still seriously threatened by fire. Gusting winds added to problems there, where some 15,000 people remain evacuated. Across Southern California, flames have charred more than 700,000 acres and destroyed more than 2,800 homes. And there are more questions today about how some of those fires started. In addition to the loss of life, land, and property resulting from those fires, commentator Pat Morrison says they also weigh heavily on the California psyche.
To all of those people who say that Southern California has no seasons, I say, sure we do. We have four of them: fire, flood, drought, and quake. It is because so many millions of people have bought into the postcard paradise sales job of marketing California, lush, lovely, lazy California, that millions of people are both mesmerized and horrified when nature socks and rocks the Golden State. This is a place where the land itself tries to throw us off, burn us out, dry us out, or wash us away. Shirley MacLaine, evacuating her seaside home in the midst of one disaster or another, said the area code for Malibu should be changed to 911. To live here in places that are as perilous as they are beautiful is to make a bargain with a devil in Ray-Bans and a ragtop. The writer John McPhee said we would rather defy nature than live without it. This time of year, the blowtorch winds come howling down upon us, generating headaches and fender benders and the fires. During Halloween week, exactly 10 years ago, fire went trick-or-treating, door to door, across the hillsides, eating up hundreds of houses. That was fire season. Flood season began as soon as the fires were out, when rain and mud slipped down scorched hillsides and took a few houses along for the ride. Quake season started 2 months later with a 6.7 earthquake. By then, green things were growing again on the charred slopes. By summer, they would dry out and be ready to burn all over again. In the decades since 1993, the houses have come back, growing out of the hillsides like wildflowers in the same paths where the fire roamed before. It is as the poet Thomas Sanchez said, "It's a funny thing when you're burned out of a place. Your instinct is to return, not to run. You become defiant, irrational, and very human." Someone, probably Albert Einstein, said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We, clearly, are no Einsteins. I should know. I live in the hills. That makes me as crazy as the rest of them.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the book Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.